So now that Donald Trump is president, here's a question I have. Whatever happened with all those people who said they would leave the country if Trump got elected? Not those who might be forced to leave, you know, who might be deported by the new administration. No, I'm talking about people who have a choice and said they'd move if Trump won. Amanda Kersey checked up on that.
Remember these conversations?
What would you do if you woke up and Donald Trump was president?
When talk show host Andy Cohen asked Lena Dunham that in April, the actress said what many anti-Trumpers did before and after the election.
I know everyone's always idly threatening this, but I'm 100% moving to Canada. I love Canada.
She didn't go, though. Like a lot of Trump critics who were so gung-ho about leaving, in reality, she's staying right here in America. To get some perspective on this non-phenomenon, I called travel writer Jessica Nabongo. She is not a fan of the new president.
I think for me, I'm still in a state of shock and disbelief.
Back before the election, Nabongo actually stoked the daydreams of wannabe expats, writing a blog post on countries to move to if Trump became president.
But honestly, at that point, I didn't believe he would. It was sort of just like a joke in a way.
The post got a ton of comments. But as far as she knows, none of her readers are taking her up on moving to Canada or Rwanda or Brazil.
Like, do you know anybody, like any American who is actually doing this, moving abroad to get away from Trump?
I cannot say that I've spoken to someone. You know, moving abroad is a pretty big deal. So while I think a lot of people considered it, I'm not sure that many people are actually prepared to take the steps to leave the country.
Nabongo herself did take those steps years ago when she started jet-setting and writing about travel. She was pretty worldly anyway, born in Detroit to Ugandan parents and later educated at the London School of Economics. Now, with a new web-based travel business, she's back in the U.S. more. But with Trump taking office, she's seriously considering following her own advice and waiting out the next 4 years in Ghana or Uganda.
I'm not comfortable with him leading the country, but I think it's more so his supporters and the, you know, they feel emboldened since his election. And for me, I feel like my safety is at risk. As a Black woman and a Black person living in the U.S., I'm often subjected to, you know, what people say are racial microaggressions. And sometimes just flat out racism. And it's something that is emotionally exhausting to deal with on a regular basis.
On election night, Nabongo was in New York, just a block from Trump Tower, watching the results come in with friends.
And I just recall after they called the election, going downstairs and his supporters, and you know, they were just loud and yelling and cursing. And it was the scariest thing in the world.
As much as the political climate makes her nervous, Jessica Nabongo is sticking around for now. But as a professional nomad, she's in a position to keep her options open. For The World, Amanda Kersey, Boston.